Now let's bring up Safari here. And that's, I'm going to bring up the dock here again.
Safari.
Now I'm going to bring up Safari. And, of course, when I brought up the document, or the dock, I did the Vokey, the letter D for dock. And I'm arrowing down for, and you can arrow left and right or up and down.
System preferences.
And I'm arrowing right now. So
Safari.
We'll, again, this is Vokey. Well, I'm at Safari.
Press Safari, application dock item. Safari, Modi, welcome to GW Micro. Link, skip to main
cut. Well, I think it's pretty obvious what my homepage is. Now, again, Safari is a little questionable. There's things that I can use for it. However, what I'm going to show you is, we'll kind of read down the page. I'm going to take off interacting here.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
And I'm going to Vokey left arrow.
News 366 button.
Those are RSS feeds.
Yahoo button.
And this is part of Safari. This does come with Safari here.
eBay button.
eBay.
Amazon button.
Amazon. Again, this is when you buy a laptop, an iBook, or whatever the new computers, this is what's in there.
Apple 129 button. Download more is guide button. Show bookmarks button. Blank Google search text field.
And that's, I don't even have to go to Google. I can just type in what I want here.
Splitter. http://www.gwmicro.com/.
And that's right. That's actually what's telling me what my homepage is here.
Add bookmark button.
Add bookmark.
Reload button.
Reload. It's like a refresh.
Forward. Dim button. Back. Dim
and
button.
I'm going Vokey's left arrow here.
Blank. HTML content.
Now let's see what we have.
Interact with HTML content link. Skip to main content. Link. Window eyes.
Now I'm going down by Vokey down arrow here.
Image. Link. Braille sense. Image. Link. Small per culture.
But let's arrow. And again, Vokey's down arrow. Let's do this once
link.
Here.
Braille sense.
Let's see what we have on for links here. So if I want to see what we have for links, for window eyes users, that of course would be your insert tab when you're on a web page. And for JAWS, I think your insert 7, on JAWS key 7. So let's bring up the chooser menu. And that, in a nutshell, that just basically brings up your list of links, and how I do that is Vokey U.
Link chooser menu, 34 items.
So if I arrow down now here, again, Vokey down.
Skip to main content. Window eyes. Braille sense. Small per culture sense view. Support. News and events. Catalog. Trainee. GW Micro.
And I'm arrowing down here.
Home. Format this page for printy. Window eyes product information. Braille sense product. Small per culture product sense view product. News and events. Catalog. Support. Trainee. Audio video archive. Developers. Government. Corporate. Education.
Of course, that's easy now to get out of that.
Closey. Link chooser menu.
Now, then I can.
Image. Link. Braille sense. Image. Link. Window eyes.
I close out
link.
Of the chooser
content.
Menu. Let's skip to main content here. So I'm going to do that by, and I could hit S on that for support or skip to main content, whatever. But I'm going to hit Vokey spacebar.
Press skip to main content, link. Link, window eyes, link, skip to main content.
Let me do that again once here. There
link,
we go.
Skip to main
and
content.
You can tell, of course, on a new page loads.
News 366 button. Splitter. Blank. Google. Search. Back button. Show bookmark. Link. Skip to main. Link. Window eye. Image. Link. Braille sense.
And I'm arrowing down.
Image. Link. Small per cult. Image. Link. Sense view. Image. Link. Support. Image. Link. News and dev. Image. Link. Catalog. Image. Link. Trainee. Link. GW Micro. Unleashing the power of your minds. You are here. Image. Link. Home. Link. Window eyes. GW Micro. Window eyes. Link. Previous page. Link. Format this page for. Link. Launch window eyes. Quick tutorial. Macro. Window eyes.
Let's see. Yeah, okay.
Windows, quick control. Bleep. Macromedia flash required. Windows is nothing less than the most stable screen reader available on the market today. Fitch, Windows gives total control over what you hear and how you hear it.
Well, this is the main content. Sometimes I got to arrow down, a vocal key arrow down to get the main content. But now, what I want to do is I want to... And then, again, these applications are, it's a real quick overview. And there's a lot of things that, you know, a user has to do, but this is kind of a quick overview. Is it as, in my opinion, you know, is it as good as Explorer Firefox? At this point, it's pretty generic. And I've heard sighted users say the same thing about that. And, of course, we're talking about Safari. So, but let's open up a web page. And we're going to do this here. Well, first of all, let me do this. I want to empty my download.
GW Micro, Windows window.
Okay, let's do this once here. Control F2.
Menu bar on Apple. Safari file. Safari, without Safari, report text to
and Apple. I'm doing this with, I brought the menu with Control F2 and then Vokey's right arrow.
Preferences,
okay, and I'm going
command
down here.
Black pop-up windows, command K.
Black pop-up.
Private browser. Reset Safari ellipsis. Empty cache ellipsis.
That's
command
that
option
E. I want empty cache.
Empty cache blank dialog. Six side. Are you sure you want empty? Cancel button.
And I'm going vocal key left arrow.
Help button. Safari saves the contents of the web. Are you sure
care.
You want image? Empty button.
Yep.
HTML content. Display a menu. HTML
okay,
content.
So, but let's try, I want to do something once here. And I want to go back to my menu.
Safari,
here.
File, Safari, about Safari, report text to app, preferences, ellipse, black pop-up window, private browser, reset Safari, empty cache, ellipse services, so hide Safari, hide others, show all, to quit Safari,
command Q, that's pretty
file,
standard.
New window,
I want barreled, vocal right arrow. To file.
New tab, new window, command N.
New menu.
New tab,
or new window, I should say.
Command N. New tab, command T.
And yes, your new, this does have tab browsing as well.
Open file, ellipsis, command O.
That's pretty obvious.
Open location, ellipsis, command L.
And this ellipsis again is a dialogue.
Close window, command W. Close all windows, command option W. Close tab, dimmed. Close other tabs, dimmed. Save as, ellipsis, command S. Mail contents of this page, command I.
Okay.
Mail link to this page, command shift I.
Now that's mail link, that's sending a page by email. That's what that is.
Import bookmarks, ellipsis. Export bookmarks, ellipsis.
Yeah, I'm just vocal arrowing down.
Page setup, ellipsis. Print, ellipsis. Print, ellipsis.
All right.
Command P.
So I'm going to vocal right arrow it now.
Undo, dimmed, redo, dimmed, cut, dimmed, copy, dimmed, paste, dimmed, delete, dimmed, select all, command, autofill form, dimmed, command, find, submenu, find, ellipsis, command F.
And I don't find that works too well, but I'm just taking through the
spelling,
menus here.
Submenu.
Spelling,
special characters, ellipsis, special character view, hide address bar, customize address bar, ellipse, hide
now
address
your
bar,
view.
Command, hide status bar, command, slash, stop, dimmed, command, period. Reload page, command R.
And again, that's like your F5 to refresh.
Make text bigger, command plus. Make text smaller, command hyphen. View source, command option U.
And that view source is looking at a quite of same for Explorer.
Text encoding, submenu.
Text encoding.
Western ISO at
well, again, there's a whole bunch of stuff
text
there.
Text encoding, submenu. Edit. Undo, dimmed, edit.
Okay, so that's your edit right there.
Undo, read, paste, select, spelling, submen, special characters, ellipsis, special
okay.
Characters, ellipsis, command option T, view.
View.
History.
History is pretty...
Bookmarks, window, help,
let's,
window,
let's go back to history,
here. Back, command left, forward, back, command left, bracket.
Command left bracket for back.
Forward, dimmed, command right bracket.
That's not your command alt keys, or arrow keys.
Home, command shift H. Mark page for snapback, command option K.
Yeah, I think that snapback, if you're on another web page, you can mark the page and you just go right back to that page, and that's how the snapback works.
Page snapback, command option P.
And that's the way you take it.
Search results snapback, dimmed, command option S. GW Micro, window eyes. Welcome to GW Micro. Tuesday, August to Sunday, August 27th. Clear
this,
history.
This is my history.
Clear history.
And we'll just clear the history.
HTML content.
So that's how that's done. Now, let me take you to a site. I'm going to show you what it's like to download a file here in Safari. So I'm going to do, to open up a location, I'm going to do Command-L. Well, that's where I am right now. So I'm going to hit my delete key to get rid of that stuff out of there. Then I'm going to hit the space bar, make sure. And I'm going to go
/evervytinghingology.com.
Now, this is a website that there's a show that's done out of California, KSFO out of San Francisco. Bob O'Dell, he does a computer show from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. I like the show a lot. It's a call-in show, and it's really easy to navigate, or to listen to. It's very laid back. I think it's been on for a good 9.5 years or so. And in my opinion, I think it's a great show. But I'm going to Vol keys, arrow down here.
Image, bleep, getting started in home theater. Trying to make sense of all this home theater business? Or do you want to better understand all the important issues? This article will give you more than enough to get you started.
Of course, the link was before that.
Blink image, bleep, top 10 home theater tips. We're looking for a few easy ideas to get more out of your home theater. Look no further. Apply these 10 tips and you will be in great shape. Blink image, blink image, blink image, August 26, 2006, blink, download an audio archive, MP3, of this program, blink, hour 1, star.
Now the star means it's available, the hour 1 is. This is a 3-hour show, you can download the MP3 audio file for each hour.
Blink, hour 2.
So now, I want to download hour 2. So what I'm going to do, what's really kind of neat on the iBook, and this is where it's a little bit difficult on a laptop, what I can do to access a menu to downloading files or whatever, you control click. So in other words, a desktop user would have to configure to turn on the mouse keys on the desktop, or hold down the control key and actually click it with a mouse. But on the iBook or on any laptop like this, and I suspect the new computers do the same thing, if I hold down my control key,
menu,
and then I hit the click for the mouse is right in the front of the keyboard, or right on the edge in the front, and I'm presented with a menu. So I'm going to do Vol keys, down arrow.
Open
with iTunes, of course, that's an app in which I'm not going to do.
Open link in new window.
Open link in new window.
Open link in new tab.
New tab.
Download linked file.
Now that's what I want. So I'm going to hit Vol key spacebar.
Download linked file. Downloads window. 3 items list.
Now I'm in a download window right now.
Dim button. 1 download list.
Now I'm Vol key right arrow. And I'm going to go into the list.
Interact with list group.
So, I'm going to interact with a group again now, and that again, to do that, is Vol keys, shift down arrow.
Interact with group, 5 items.
Now, that ticking is actually downloading the file.
560.200608.26.11.mp3.
Now, I Vol key right arrow, and I'm going to Vol key left.
3.4 of 13.7 MB, 89.7 KB/sec, 2 minutes remaining.
So the 89, of course, that's my download rate. And I'm going to Vol key left arrow again. Sometimes,
show in Finder button.
Which I'm not going to show in Finder.
And I'm going,
sometimes you have to Vol key left and right arrow to kind of refresh a little bit here. I'm going to Vol key left arrow again.
5.8 of 13.7 MB, 90.0 KB/sec, 1 minute remaining.
So my speed. So actually, you can actually tell the download speed and how much time is left. That's actually fairly close.
7.3 of 13.7 MB, 90.6 KB/sec, 1 minute remaining.
Now, I'm going to wait till we get below that 1 minute, and we're going to see how long it actually does take here.
8.5 of 13.7 MB, 91.1 kb/sec, 59 seconds remaining.
So, again, to go back and forth, I'm going vol keys right arrow. So let's go vol keys left arrow again.
9.5 of 13.7 MB, 90.0 kb/sec, 47 seconds remaining.
Now, and that actually is pretty close. That does come quite close to to where the actual time is. And again, I'm hooked up, I'm wireless. Let's Voki left over to find out again.
11.1 of 13.7 MB, 88.7 kb/sec, 29 seconds remaining.
So you can tell the speed. What's kind of nice is it gives you the speed and also the time remaining. So let's check it out again.
12.6 of 13.7 MB, 88.8 kb/sec, 13 seconds remaining. 560.
Now, what I could do is I could just, and I'm going back to get away from that window, is vol keys left and right arrow. So let's try that again.
13.7 MB.
And there's no ticking. So the file is downloaded. So let me clear your...
560 file icon button. Show in finder button. Show in file icon.
I'm going vol key left.
13.7 MB. Show in finder button. 513.7 MB.
This is file size right here. I'm just going vol keys left and right arrow. So let me stop interacting with this.
Stop interacting with group.
Yeah. Now, but I'm still interacting with a list. So I have to, and again, to stop interacting, I have to do vol keys shift up arrow. Now let me stop interacting with the list as well.
Stop interacting with list.
Now I'm going to vol keys right arrow.
Clear button.
And I'm going to clear.
List.
And what that does is there's no more items in my recent downloads. I mean, the files are there, and so that's and then to close this window out,
close HTML content.
I just went Command W to close that window out. Now to find out, let's see if that file actually is there. I'm going to close out of the browser at this point.
Find Macintosh HD, selected.
All right, so I'm on my Macintosh HD.
Open find our Macintosh HD window, 11 items, outline.
And since I know where it went,
bring up column.
Interact with the column, that's
folder.
The application.
Bible, select download, select
all right,
folder.
Now open up my download.
Select 6FARTS560. 2006082610.mp3, select F560. 2006082611.mp3.
That's what I downloaded. And to find that out, I'm going to do Command I to get info on that.
Get info 560. 2006082611.
Let's get info on this here.
506 13.7 MB.
Yeah, the size is correct.
Modified August 26, 2006.
Now that's actually when that was modified from their end.
Spotlight comments. General expanded disclosure triangle. Kind MP3 audio file. Size 13.7 MB. 40,385,006 bytes. /download. Created Saturday, August 26, 2006, 2:09 PM. Modified Saturday, August 26, 2006, 2:09 PM. Color label.
Okay, so that's how that works.
Close window. Back
and I just want to explain how the Safari or how the mail program and Safari works.
Close all button.
Is it a perfect world with that?
MP3,
probably
Microsoft
not.
HD,
it's a little convoluted at first. It took me a little while to get to it, but that, and I know that's kind of a really brief overview on this. But that's kind of, I kind of skimmed the surface on this, and I'm not going to show you every little thing. I did show you to compose the message and the various things in here, but there's a lot more you can do, and I think if I were to, I should have rebooted my computer, did a fresh reboot before I did this demo. But obviously then you know it's sometimes what can happen. The next session, what I want to do is I want to do a session on Skype, and I'm going to ask Jan Serbus if she'll help me out on that. And I'm also going to do Fire. Now, you're asking what FHIR is, and I'm going to explain a little bit, but what it basically does is it's an interface where you can, if you have a friend who is using AOL Instant Messenger, Yahoo, or Hotmail, you don't have to have those individual programs. You can do this FHIR, and that will connect to that server. I do have a Hotmail account, and I have tried Hotmail. Microsoft does have a version for the Mac, Microsoft or Hotmail or Messenger, and in my opinion, it's a no-go. So that's why I got this FHIR application, and I'm gonna show you that a little bit also in the next session. So that's it's FHIR, and also Skype, and I think you're gonna be a little surprised on Skype, because it's really a lot more accessible, I think, than Windows, which is a little unusual.